Chapter 6.
Boss was used to being told he didn't know when to quit. But those who said so were wrong. He did know when. Now, for instance, was an excellent time to quit. For a little while, anyway. Ventress's aquiline nose was far too out of joint for any progress to be made. He'd give her some time to cool off, then try again. Voss was more than a little confused. He liked the persona he'd created for this mission. He was dashing, and witty, and strong, and flirty. Okay, the persona was really pretty much his usual self, except for the flirty part. But what else was he supposed to do? Ventress, although more than a little scary, even Voss had to admit, was an attractive woman. Slender but deceptively strong, with unusual ice-blue eyes and, well, a lot of other things that people might reasonably notice. Of course she'd get a lot of attention. Unwanted, obviously, but she had doubtless come to expect it. And even Kenobi had pointed out that Voss couldn't afford to stand out too much. He was already pushing it by simply attempting to ally with her. He could see that now. Voss followed Ventress easily, making sure she didn't spot him. It was a practice he had mastered long ago. That part of going undercover, at least, was familiar to him. She had no speeder, but went on foot, so he was spared the necessity of using the Force to convince someone to part with their vehicle, or of just stealing another. His stomach rumbled. Chasing after the agile Moragai had worked up an appetite. He purchased a sandwich of roasted local vegetables and ate as he trailed his assignment. Once or twice, he thought she'd made him, and he ducked into a doorway or stepped behind a conveniently large pedestrian. By the time he'd finished his snack, wishing he had bought something to wash it down with, Ventress was approaching a bar. "Perfect timing," he murmured, and smiled. Her half-hour walk ought to have allowed her space enough to cool her anger and maybe let her guard down a bit. He slid into the seat beside her and tossed a credit onto the bar. Ventress turned to him, and her dismay would have been comical had it not been so obviously sincere.
"Can't I get a moment of peace?" she exclaimed, throwing her hands up in the air and then resting her face in them.
"Why do you want a moment of peace? I thought you were all on fire to go get that Vulpi."
He pointed to a pitcher of something at the bartender's elbow.
"I had the Vulpi until you felt compelled to tackle him,"
she reminded him.
"Your idiocy cost me 25,000 credits."
Voss accepted the drink with a nod of thanks.
"If we had worked together, we would be splitting those credits right now," he said.
"I have this memory," she said, her husky voice dropping even deeper with dislike. "This memory of telling you that the bounty was mine, that I didn't need your help and to stay out of my way."
"Funny. I have a memory where you told me I could be useful."
"And,"
she continued as if he hadn't spoken,
"I also told you that I wasn't your partner and that I work alone."
Voss imagined that just the venom in her words would have cowed an ordinary man. Fortunately, he wasn't one.
"Doesn't have to be that way."
She opened her mouth. At that precise instant, a small light on his right bracer began to blink.
"Terrible timing, Kenobi,"
he thought. Then,
"Actually, probably excellent timing."
He lifted a finger and said,
"Hold that thought. I'm sure it'll be blistering. I'll be right back."
She looked disappointed. Not, he knew, at the fact that he was leaving, but at the fact that she couldn't fire another volley of insults in his direction. Sighing, Ventress contented herself with saying,
"I don't care."
If she truly didn't care, she wouldn't try to leave. And if she did attempt to sneak out, he'd follow her. Voss nodded and stepped out into the bustle of the street. A safe distance away, he activated the holoprojector. A small blue Obi-Wan Kenobi regarded him with a slight smile.
"I must say, I'm relieved to see you're still alive. How are things progressing?"
How to answer that one? She's everything you described, and more, Voss said.
Kenobi looked pleased.
Ah, so you've gained her trust? She's willing to work with you?
Voss considered, recalling the incidents of the last hour.
I wouldn't say work with me so much as allow me to be in the general vicinity of her.
I can't say I'm surprised. No one expected this to be an easy mission. Something is better than nothing at all.
Your lack of faith wounds me. I'll have her eating out of my hand in no time.
With the Force, all things are possible. Except that.
Okay, maybe I exaggerated a little.
Kenobi had that familiar, slightly pained expression, like he often did when Anakin piped up with something outrageous but exciting.
Only a trifle, I'm sure. Keep the Council and me apprised of the situation.
Will do.
May the Force be with you. No doubt you'll need it.
Even though the hologram was only a few centimeters high, Voss could see a twinkle in Kenobi's eye. Despite the direness of the mission, the other Jedi was enjoying this.
Ha ha.
Voss deactivated the holo-emitter and stuck it back in his pocket. Obi-Wan hadn't said it, but Voss knew it was implied. He needed to seal the deal with Ventress, and quickly. She was still there when he sauntered back into the bar, sparing him a brief glance before returning her attention to a green piece of metal plating.
You know, funny thing,
he mused, as if it had just occurred to him.
I don't even know the name of the woman who's been such a pain in my neck all day.
A ghost of a smile touched her full lips.
Just the neck?
He shrugged, and for the first time that day, the smile he gave her was genuine.
Well, for now.
She held his gaze, her ice-chip eyes regarding him not with anger and annoyance this time, but with evaluation. Voss had been raised in the Jedi Temple. He had been constantly tested, judged, and critiqued during his youth, and he knew that every time he stood before the Jedi Council, they were considering his appropriateness for whatever mission they tasked him with. Being scrutinized was not a new experience for him. But this was different. Kenobi had told him Ventress didn't suffer fools. And yet Voss knew he had been behaving like one around her since they had met. This was the moment, he realized, when his mission would either succeed or fail spectacularly. Kenobi had also cautioned him against trying to use the Force to manipulate Ventress in any way.
She's extraordinarily strong-willed. And she's more experienced in the Force than many Jedi Knights, he had said.
Voss relaxed into the appraisal. He was coming to respect Asajj Ventress. She had demonstrated that she was good at what she did. And he'd already told her he thought she was a pain in the neck. These were real, true feelings. And he was comfortable with them both. He'd rolled the dice. Now was the time to watch them land. He met her gaze evenly and waited.
Ventress, she said finally. Voss,
he extended a hand. She eyed it, and then they shook. It was the first time she'd touched him without anger, or, at the very least, annoyance. He gestured to the metal plating she had been examining.
What's that?
She made a sour face and took a swig of her drink.
Oh, I pulled it off the Vulpi. Jackpot. Can I see it?
Ventress looked at him with mild curiosity, then shrugged.
Here. It's of no use anyway.
Keeping an expression of mild curiosity on his face, Voss extended himself into the Force, closing his fingers around the object of no use and opening to what it had to tell him. He wasn't concerned about revealing himself to Ventress. His psychometry shell was so smoothly integrated in the Force that no one, not even fellow Jedi Masters, had been able to detect it. The bar, with its music and conversations and clinking of glasses, retreated, growing faint and distant. Voss felt as if he were falling forward into a hole, but the sensation was a familiar and comfortable one. Images rushed up. A female Rodian with gray skin holding a blue youngling. It, he, bounced up and down in his mother's lap excitedly, clutching a small stuffed toy. He warbled as a hand reached out to caress his small cheek, and a face came into Voss's view. Moragai's face. Only a glimpse, but it was enough. The Volpi's movements were gentle and slow, and his expression was kind. Occasionally, Voss was able to sense emotions as well as see and hear, and his own heart was suddenly warm with Moragai's love for both mother and child. Voss mentally disconnected from the Volpi's feelings and manipulated the image in his mind's eye, drawing back to take in the rest of the room. He focused on the details, memorizing them quickly. A narrow bell-shaped window with a potted flowering plant and curtains of blue and yellow. The view out the window showed the angry zigs and zags of graffiti in green and purple paint in a language he didn't know. The image faded, and the sights and sounds of the bar returned. Only a few seconds had passed. He handed the "of great use after all" object back to Ventress with a non-committal gesture. "I don't think Moragai's left the planet. I might know where he is." She eyed him skeptically. "Really?" she said. "And how would you know that?"
"I got a tip."
"You might have said so earlier."
"Well," Voss said, "I only share that information with partners."
"I see."
He rose. "You coming?" Again, the thorough scrutiny. The Nassage Ventress tossed a couple of credits on the bar, rose, and followed.
"This tip must not have been very good," Ventress said about half an hour later as they stood once again on a rooftop. "You seem to just be wandering around."
Voss frowned. His gift was useful, but far from perfect. He didn't get to select what it revealed to him, though he could direct it somewhat. It would have been nice if he could have picked up a street address, but he had only a brief glimpse of run-down buildings to go on. Of course, he couldn't tell that to Ventress.
"I'm just zeroing in on the right place," he said with as much confidence as he could muster.
He recalled the details and concentrated on looking for graffiti in colors of purple and green.
"I think this is it."
He pointed to a window several floors up in a tall, narrow building. The blue and yellow curtains were closed.
"Let's find out, shall we?"
Ventress lifted her bow. Both string and bolt glowed pink. As she fired, Voss realized that they were made of plasma energy, as was the cable that snaked across the distance between the two buildings.
"Oh, hey, that's handy," said Voss.
"Yes,"
Ventress agreed.
"It is."
She positioned the bow atop the plasma cable, grasped each end of the weapon, and slid down the cable to the ground without another word. Voss eyed her, sighed in minor annoyance. He had to go down the old-fashioned way, climbing like someone who couldn't use the force so as not to tip her off. Ventress awaited him impatiently. The door of the main entrance slid aside at a touch, and they took a rickety lift up to the fourth floor. As they approached the apartment door, Voss, acting like the take-charge, assertive bounty hunter he was supposed to be, stepped in front of Ventress and banged on the door.
"Open up!" he demanded.
Silence. He could sense life forms on the other side of the door. No doubt Ventress was also picking up on them.
"I said open up!"
There was no response. The seconds ticked by. Slightly nonplussed, Voss gestured to Ventress.
Open it."
The former Sith acolyte rolled her eyes, knocked an arrow, and fired it into the control panel. The panel sparked and sizzled as the door slid open.